Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. We are back in your ear canal. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to a Flatshare Slam Down.
Flatshare Slam Down. We're in a flat. And we share it with our mates.
I like the way you're umming in the middle, like you don't know the lyrics to your own. And we share it with our mates. And we're going to slam it down.
Let's be honest, it's a good jingle, isn't it, that?
Oh, it's a good jingle. I think, from what I can see, from the stats, a lot of people listen to the jingle and then immediately shut the episode down and delete it.
They're here for the jingle. It's a good tune.
That's why we stretch out these intros, just to give them a little bit more Pappy's time, a little bit, you know. We're edging you to the jingle now.
Alternatively, putting them off the episode. Whichever way you look at it.
No, we couldn't put you off this episode. It's a strong one. Oh. But before we get into it, I've got a couple of messages. Firstly, we got this, and I think it seems like a really wonderful sort of charity campaign. So I'm happy to give it a bit of promo. This is from Dave in Manchester. In fact, Parry, do you want to read this? Because it ends with a little shout out to you.
Hi all, long time fan, back from the Bangers and Mash and Flat Slam days.
Legend.
Hang on a sec.
We're still in
Dave,
the Flat Slam.
Yeah, I was going to say the Flat Slam days. We're in that. That's what we're listening to. This is a Flat Slam day.
He's immediately nostalgic. Yeah. For today. Back in the Flat Slam day of now. Wonder if I could ask you a favour. I work for the NHS in Manchester. First recorded listener to get COVID. We remember you well.
Yeah, of course.
Congratulations.
We're helping a charity drive to supply comfy pyjamas to disadvantaged kids who are spending Christmas in hospital. Donations can be made with cash or buying pyjamas from their Amazon wish list. Some karma for anyone who has spent lockdown in their PJs. If you could signal boost by sharing the attached image on Twitter or wherever, I'd appreciate it. This is a little grassroots charity started by parents who've had kids in long-term care in hospital. Hence, my amateurish Made in MS Paint promo logo. Thanks, and I'll leave you with this Tom Parry-ish thought I'd had. Is January and February the Monday of the year? Thanks, everyone. If by Tom Parry-ish you mean absolute sense, that's a great thought. Thanks, everyone. Bye, Dave from Manchester. And then there is a link to a charity drive, children's hospital pyjamas, spreading love through comfort. Oh, what a lovely charity. Who doesn't want to give pyjamas
seems like a really wonderful charity. So we're going to stick that in the show notes, all the details for that, where the locations for donations can be found. And we're also going to, we'll stick it up on our Twitter as well. So if you want to find that. Good work, Dave. And if you are feeling like you've had quite a sort of a lazy lockdown, give a little back. Great. Give a little back.
Certainly.
And then this message I want to read from Jara, who messaged us just last night to say, "Hi, Pappies. My name is Jara, and I was just enjoying the show when I heard the conversation about the youngest listener dear.
Oh.
And I think I am. Now, Tom, you've asked this on several episodes, actually, so I'm not sure which one Jara listened to, but...
Parry's always going on about it.
Parry is just desperate to hook up with youngsters.
Yeah.
And
it's
he says,
"It's going to be the saving grace of this podcast."
Absolutely. We've got to get the young blood
in.
The
young blood will be the saving grace.
Well, Jara writes, "I'm 57. Does that make me the youngest listener?" No. Jara writes, "I'm 14 from Cairns in far north Queensland. Gorgeous part of the world. Very, very warm. I went scuba diving in Cairns. It was beautiful. Wow. In far north Queensland, I listened to the show a lot after my dad recommended it to me 2 years ago." So he was listening when he was 12.
Wallet.
It would mean the world. That's a cool dad. It would mean the world to me if I could get mentioned in on the show, or even whoever, if whoever is reading this could respond. Well, both, mates.
We're youth of New Zealand. We have the ear canals of the youth of...
It's not New Zealand, it's Australia.
We have the ear canals of the youth of Australia. Even yes. bigger.
It is bigger. Yeah, you're right. He says, thank you guys so much for entertaining me and many others. So cheers, everyone. Bye. Oh. Well, Jarrah, you're an absolute legend. And thank you so much for getting in touch.
Thanks,
and if anyone would like to donate some pajamas to Jarrah, feel free.
Not in the heat of Queen. You don't need pajamas in there.
No.
In fact, Jarrah, send all your pajamas to the NHS, please.
Absolutely right. You must be boiling in those flannel PJs you wear in, Jarrah. Right. Let's have enough of us convincing a 14-year-old to take off his pajamas, and let's get on with the episode.
Absolutely right. It's a real treat, this one. We have two cracking guests. I'm teeing that up. I'm just teeing
Sorry. Sorry, mate.
Pretty good.
I assumed that was you. Sorry. No, I assumed you were going to tell us who they were. We have two cracking guests.
That's what I call a classic, let's get Clarky into the convo. I just tee it up.
Oh, then, mate. Never hand me the names of guests.
In he comes. You've got this one, Clarky. We've got two cracking guests.
Yes, we do, don't we, Matthew?
We certainly do, in Jess Foster Q and Joe Wilkinson. We had a really, really fun time recording this one over Zoom. We are also going to be doing another one, I think, over Zoom, because we haven't got one for next month, so we need to record one soon. We'll work out when that's going to be, and we'll stick that. Maybe it'll be in the show notes, maybe it'll be in the next episode. You'll just have to keep listening to find out. But those Zoom ones have been really fun, as you'll hear when you hear this episode. Also, don't forget to join the Patreon as well. If you like us chatting away, teeing stuff up for Clarky, there's plenty of that on the Patreon.
Oh, we chat away.
Patreon.com/Pappy's Flat Share. In fact, can I just one final shout out before we crack into the episode?
Okay.
A very, very kind person called Ashley donated a huge chunk of money to us via shityearmoney.com. And didn't realise that for that same money, they could get a year's worth of Patreon subscription. So I redirected Ashley to the Patreon. Basically, there's loads of wonderful episodes there. The second you join, you get all the bonus episodes. We're releasing new ones every single week, two or three a week. It's great fun.
Come on, on board and join the Patreon community. But most of all, enjoy this month's Flat Share Slam Down. We're in a flat.
Torben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it? Sex beard.
Sex beard. I'm a sex beard. Listen, one of you two, I've had a whole night of sexing people.
Oh, yeah.
And one of you two has got to fold up the sofa bed.
Well, listen, it's not going to be me. I had a Swedish sofa bed and it burnt down when I put it on the oven. I had my foot on the gas. Okay,
your food's on the gas.
I didn't have a lot of time to prepare.
That's the sound of a man packing. Yeah, early doors.
Actually, it's not bad. I don't mind it.
That's going to be live, isn't it?
Clarky. The thing is, Joe, we're not going to let that bit out. That's staying in.
That's one of the good bits.
Ben, what about you? Ben, what is your situation vis-a-vis the sofa bed?
I hate sofas. I had an awful experience. I had to reupholster one. It was an absolute nightmare. I'll never recover.
Oh my God! Okay. There we go. Yeah, we go. Actually. Not. You know what? It's good that you support each other.
We've had worse starts.
That's really important. Listen, well, if neither of you is going to turn this sofa bed from bed into sofa, there is only one way to settle this. We're going to have a flat chair slam down.
Flat chair slam down.
We're in a flat.
Flat chair slam down.
Are we sharing with our mates?
Flat chair slam
down. Someone's going to slow it down.
Flat chair slam down.
Flat chair slam down.
Flat chair slam down.
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slam Down. Hello, Tom. How are you, matey?
Yeah, good.
This is Flatshare Slam Down. Well, and welcome to you as well. And of course, please do. Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slam Down, the panel show that says, thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all worn. I left them there, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you. Yes, I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Luck has left me standing so tall. Fold, fold. Always believe in your sofa bed. You've got the power to go to bed. You're indestructible. Always believe it. You must fold, fold. Fold up the bedding as well. What is that god-awful smell? Did you piss my sofa bed? I can't believe it. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. Really. Let's meet good. The cheekiest tenant since I had that can on the way home from work, Tom Parry and Benedict Clark. Oh. Hello, guys. Now,
hey,
you,
pals.
Great to have you both on the show. Thanks for being on this week's show. Now, listen, you can't fold up the sofa bed on your own. You need somebody to watch you try for 35 minutes, then swan over and do it with one flick of the wrist. So who have you brought with you this time? Ben?
I have bought my AA sponsor, Joe Wilkinson!
Joe Wilkinson is here. Joe,
hello.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Now, I've got to ask you, are you a good flatmate? Are you a bad flatmate?
Am I a good or a bad flatmate?
Those are my two options, yeah. Sounded like I was going to give a third. I'm not going to lie to you, that's 100% on me, Joe.
Keep them coming.
You're an indifferent flatmate.
I'd say I'm an awful flatmate. I've sort of been one for 15 years, and if you ask my other half, she'd say I was draining.
Right. And not in a washing up kind of way.
No, as in... I don't get involved. I think that's the issue.
Do you still live in the same flat?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still there. Okay, that's good.
There,
so what? So
I drag her down.
What do you do? What do you contribute? Do you think to the household?
Oh, we had maggots in the bin earlier.
Joe, I had that as well.
You had maggots in the bin today.
Yeah.
Really? Why did you have yours in there?
Well, I think because a fly had got in, I suspect.
How many do you have? I had over 1,000, mate.
Did you?
1,000 maggots in my bin.
How did you know there were 1,000 maggots?
Why did
the guy come... you were giving them all names.
No, are you sure it wasn't just rice?
No, it was squiggly, wiggly rice, to be honest with you. And I stood by the bin, and I made sure the bin man took my bin this week, because last week...
Wait, that
week,
was your job? That was your contribution to the house? You stood there and you went, there you go, mate, there's the bin.
Yeah. Because Petra said, they didn't take it last week, and now we have maggots. Sort it. And do you know what I did? I went out and I stood there. They were going to take it anyway, but I was out.
You were there pointing. Yeah. Did you make a sign like a golf sale or anything like that?
No, I nodded and I gave them the all right. And if they hadn't taken it, I'd have done nothing.
You just stood out there next week.
Yeah, exactly. Until I had more maggots.
Well, if there are ever any maggots in the show, we'll know who to turn to.
Please.
Your
please
bin
do.
Man.
Please do.
So, Parry, how about you? Who have you brought along this week?
Well, terrible news. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know. We've been threatened. We're going to lose our Michelin star in the canteen.
Wow.
So I've had to...
He had a Michelin star in the canteen.
We keep it under our hats, you know. We want people to come for the experience, not the food. But when they're having the experience, try the food. But don't worry. We're going to get our Michelin star back because I have brought the funniest and greatest food expert I know. It's Jess Foster Q, everyone.
Oh. Jess Foster Q is here. How are you doing, Jess?
So well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's normally be so nice if someone called me a food expert, but we've just sort of gone straight from maggots into that, haven't we?
Yes. You're a food expert compared to Joe, and that's not a great thing.
That's not a great thing. That's nothing.
Have you ever had to contend with maggots in your house?
Not yet. Touch wood.
They were outside my house.
I once lived in a house where I went to the supermarket and there was a crab on offer for £3. Just like a whole crab.
Yeah.
And it was like, bloody hell, £3 for a crab. So we just took it and left it on the side as like a pet dead crab and...
What?
Maggots did flow.
Oh,
so you didn't maggots. You didn't
get
there.
How did you get there?
Goop out that? Well, the flies lay them. Don't they lay their eggs? And the eggs hatch.
They've got something to do with flies, haven't they? Yeah.
Let's ask the food expert, Jess Foster.
Oh, I don't know where a maggot comes from. It just likes to live in a corpse, doesn't it? So yeah. If you've got some corpses in your bin, just sort of minimise the corpses in your bin. It's sort of quite a nice motto for life.
You sound like my psychiatrist.
Less skeletons in the closet, less corpses in the bin. Yeah.
Less crabs on the mantelpiece.
Oh, yeah, no, zero crabs on the mantelpiece. So, Jess, what kind of a flatmate are you? What kind of a person are you to live with?
I think on a sort of practical level, very nifty, actually. Not to toot my own horn, but, like, I'm good at, lifting and carrying. I don't mind cleaning. I'm pretty, like, organised about bills and stuff. But there's all the pleasure. Here comes the pain. I am incredibly moody.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like,
can I ask what kind of mood are you in today?
Right now I'm in a lovely mood.
Good.
But the smallest thing, not the scary one. Wow. The smallest, most pathetically tiny thing can have a catastrophic effect on my mood.
Do you lash out? Yeah. Do you physically lash out or do you go?
No, it's verbal. But I won't say that. That's it isn't frightening. Differ.
What's the right.
Ever so punchy.
Oh God!
This is why we've done this over Zoom, Joe.
Yeah.
From your padded cell.
How many of the maggots felt the wrath of Joe?
I'll kick that bin a few times. I don't care who saw me.
The bin men. That's why they didn't pick it up, mate.
16 saw. They always watch.
Twitching away on the curtains, watching you kick in the bin. Just going. Not kicking your bin, am I? They can't touch you for
it. He's kicking it again, Sheila. Sheila and Mick, if you're listening, up yours.
Okay, right. Well, that's a nice missive out there to our listeners, Sheila and Mick. So we've met our guests, but let's find out who is going to be returning to the fold as we play round one.
I've been in this IKEA showroom since I was unloaded last week. I got a fancy Swedish nickname, but it's companionship I seek. There's a living room department and a bedroom one I've seen. I need to choose, but I stand to lose, 'cause I'm in between. Am I bed old? Am I sofa? Is that a cushion or a pillow? I am Schrodinger's favorite bit of furniture. Am I a bed old? Am I sofa? I was prepared to be a mattress, then all I got was your bum crack. I'm getting set to watch a movie when suddenly I'm on my back. I'm having cups of tea with parents and then a filthy one-night stand. Have a kip or just a sit? I just don't understand. Am I better? Am I sofa? That a cushion or a pillow? I am Schrodinger's favorite bit of furniture. Am I a bed or am I a sofa?
Oh my God, gorgeous work. Really strong stuff there.
It's one of those tricky lengths where just one verse wasn't enough.
Oh, it would have been. Harry, I can tell you now, one verse would have been absolutely what I call plenty.
You've got to wait for it to really get chugging, that song, for it to get to the emotional sweet spot, do you know what I mean?
That's not the original, is it?
No, with apologies to Brandon and the boys. This round, round one, is called Lounging or Lying. Now, I'm going to ask each contestant, I'm going to give each contestant a fact about a lounge-related celebrity. You then have to give us three facts, two of which you've made up, one of which is the real fact that I gave you. The opposite team have to spot the lounge amongst the lies. If you guess correctly, you get a point. If not, the liar keeps the point. Okay, so Tom, we're going to start with you. Your fact is about lounge singer, old Bluetooth himself. It's Frank Sinatra. Okay,
beautiful.
So I'm sending you a fact now. That's your fact. Now give us three of them, and we'll see if Ben and Joe can work out which one is the truth.
Okay. Old Blue Eyes. Okay. Fact one. Frank Sinatra actually had brown eyes.
Hello.
You don't mind that, do you?
That's instantly put.
You don't mind that.
Pigeons.
Okay. You don't mind that, do you?
He's good at this game.
It's really good.
Unless that was the right one and the next two are awful.
What do I have to do now? Yeah, do I have to make up two lies?
What's the rules again?
The original version of My Way.
I can see your brain whirring.
Let's play the jingle again. Give Tom a bit of thinking time.
Let's let him do it his way, guys.
Blinking. This is ridiculous.
Okay. That is sending a message to the viewers that he's panicking.
Tom's eyes.
Okay.
Tom's eyes are turning brown while he's doing this.
Okay. Frank Sinatra's fourth wife was his cousin.
Hold on. What happened to My Way?
You were halfway through.
Yeah, where did the original version of My Way go?
The original version of My Way? What was the fact again?
Okay. Sorry. Was a lie.
Let me rephrase that. The original version of My Way included Frank's admission that his fourth wife was his cousin.
I'll say that one's a lie.
Frank Sinatra's fourth wife was his cousin. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Okay. So he, either the first one or the third one, Ben.
He actually had brown eyes. His fourth wife was his cousin. Or Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra was arrested and charged.
I hope he was. What he did to his cousin.
Frank Sinatra was arrested and charged for seduction.
Okay, how did you make all of those look like you hadn't got a clue what you're about to say?
Okay, that's how we play. Illegal
seducer.
Joe and Ben, talk us through it. In fact, we'll have a recap from Parry. Good idea, Parry.
Let's have a quick
recap.
They're all viable.
Well, I think I've done enough now. If they're contemplating it, I don't want to revisit the crime.
Okay, so I'll do a quick recap for you. It was he really had brown eyes. He didn't actually have blue eyes. Ignore this stuff about My Way. His fourth wife was his cousin, and he was arrested for seduction. Okay, so which of those sounds you would say the most plausible?
I think the eyes is a really good. It's such a good fact that I feel like I would have heard it before.
Oh, you know all the great facts, don't you, Clarkie? Yeah.
I know them all.
He knows all the great facts.
You know me. Oh, and I'll tell you one. The original My Way.
it would be on your tea towel, wouldn't it, if it was one of the great facts?
I felt like I would have heard it before.
Okay. What about you? How are you leaning?
Well, I'm definitely not. Whatever they said in the middle's out, so it's only between two, isn't it? Really?
Okay, so you're thinking what you're thinking. It's either
brown eyes or seductive thing, and I don't think
seduction.
Which one is Ben? Your nose. Which one is Tom least likely to have been able to make up? And I think the seduction one. I don't think he would have been.
There's one thing I can credit Tom with. He's a cracking liar.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Well,
especially in matters of seduction.
Thank you, Clarky.
I'm going to have to defer to you, Ben. You know, but I
like the seduction one the most, so I feel as though if it is the lie...
Right, you think that's
if it is the lie, he kind of deserves the point. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
I think the cousin one, it could very well be that. Yeah, but he might have moved off that good
that he could have stumbled over it.
He could.
My word.
I'm going to push you for an answer now, guys. What
do you think, Zach?
I'm more confused now. You're going to
the end is near.
You're going to have to go, but I don't know.
He was charged with seduction.
Which one are you going for? That one.
Seduction.
I can reveal that is true. That is correct. Yes. Oh, congratulations. Damn. Congratulations to Clarky there and to Joe, of course.
Yeah,
you get yourself a point. Joe, you're up next. Your fact is about notorious lounge lizard himself, David Hasselhoff.
Okay.
Your fact should have come through now. Give us three facts about the Baywatch hunk. Tom and Jess, can you spot the bona fide truth bomb?
Okay. David Hasselhoff was so bad at learning his lines, he had them on cue cards and one time also had them written in sand.
Okay.
David Hasselhoff is in the Guinness Book of World Records for the furthest a human has ever been catapulted using a reverse bungee system. It was 230 feet and it was from Battersea Power Station. David Hasselhoff was so popular in Germany that he took citizenship there.
Okay, right.
No, unfortunately, Joe's incredible imagination betrays him. It's so hard.
What? I thought I was quite nondescript each time. What, did I sort of come alive at one of them? Like I'm really proud of myself. Like when you've done a good drawing.
I just think that, like...
Go on, Jess, what are you thinking? Yes, let's hear it.
The third one is so obvious and plausible, and the other two are really funny and obviously didn't happen. The thing in the sand could have happened. Do you think, Tom, the thing in the sand could have happened?
If we don't go for number three...
We're suicidal, basically.
How are we going to be able to live with ourselves?
I hate this game already. Why did you go to Ben? I thought it was captains first. I said to myself before this, don't take it too seriously, and now I'm really annoyed.
Oh, what? Because you took it too seriously last time you did it?
Yeah.
It's a balancing act, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh. Middle Joe.
Are we being played? We're not being played here, are we?
No.
We're going to go for number.
What are you thinking? I mean, Tom, Jess, I'm going to push you for an answer now. What do you think?
It's got to be number three, right?
It's number three. If it's not number three, Joe deserves a point.
I can tell you now that David Hasselhoff is in the Guinness Book of World Records for the furthest human being has ever been catapulted using a reverse bungee jump system. It was 230 feet at the Battersea Power Station. And it's not the only record he holds. He also holds the record for most watched man on TV, which was eventually taken away from him by Hugh Laurie when House started. So amazing play from the boy Wilkinson there. Really, really enjoyed that.
That is astonishing.
We were in the hands of a real master there.
That is
how you play. You totally nailed that. That whole kind of like, oh, what's the point?
I said I wouldn't cry.
You know, God. It's put pay to the rumours. He actually can. He can act. Ignore what you've seen in Afterlife. He's got chops. So Jess, you're up next.
Oh God!
Now you have got Solange's sister, Beyonce. Ben and Joe, what is the kernel of truth on this cob of deceit?
Sorry.
I've got a tip
right,
for you.
I've never even bothered trying to learn how to play poker because I know how bad I might be it. The idea
Can
of
we
going
put
in
money on
to
this? Confidence is through the roof.
Okay.
Go on, Jess.
The Beyoncé album B-Day was changed retrospectively to include an apostrophe after it was told to her that B-Day is an item that you wash your bottom in.
Right. Oh, my God. Turns out she's fucking brilliant at this game, everyone.
Is there an album called B-Day? Ben?
You haven't got time to Google that.
I don't know.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry.
I believe there was an album called B-Day.
Matt, you will not know that.
Listen, I've been crazy in love.
It's not on the XFM playlist, is it?
We're giving Jess more time here. What are we doing?
A research scientist recently named a species of Australian horsefly after her.
Great.
Right.
Either
I'm
of these could be true.
Hell.
You're fucked. You're already in the woods, guys.
Oh, is really it B-Day? Is it horsefly?
Shitting hell.
Or is it?
Yeah. All of Beyoncé's children are ambidextrous.
Oh, my God. I thought you'd be shit at this.
That is how we play.
Okay.
Right, Ben,
all right.
I'm with you, mate.
Ben.
Oh, what?
Ben and Joe, what are you thinking?
They're all really good. They're all very... Were you doing a Beyoncé song there? Because that was...
can you just check that Emma didn't send three facts?
No, I believe producer Emma has just sent one fact over to Jess. It's up to you to determine what was the fact that was sent over.
The Pretty problem is my stuff, journey. Eh? My right. journey was listening yeah. to the first one and going, "That's the one."
Right. Really?
Then okay. listening to yeah, the okay. second one and going, "That's the one," and then right. listening to the third one and going, "That's the one."
Okay. Right. Well, you can't pick all three.
All right. I think ambidextrous could come up with the other two. I don't know how she came up with it. One of the other two. So I think okay. it's one of the first two because. Unless she's that good, and then she's.
I mean, what? So you think it's one of the two? So it's either B-Day or Horsefly.
I think B-Day in hindsight is perhaps a little mundane.
So Horsefly, you think?
So I think yeah, let's go for Horsefly.
I don't know those. Yeah, go on.
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
No, I don't know. You could say any of them. I'll just go. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do Horsefly,
let's
please.
Let's do Horsefly. High five.
I can reveal. That is true.
Yes,
I'm afraid there is a horsefly named after Beyoncé.
Oh,
finally,
why is Tom celebrating? Yeah. I don't understand.
I don't know. We got that right.
Yeah, Tom, I ruined it.
He's gone. He's gone. He's logged out.
Oh, I thought have we got it or not? Because Tom,
we've got it.
I didn't. Now look, if I knew that's how this game works, then I'd have approached it completely.
To be fair, I thought we'd got it wrong because you celebrated. If you do that all game,
luckily someone is.
He's in our heads. That's how you play poker.
We're getting absolutely trolloped at this.
Jess, hey. How did you come up with the B-Day one? Because that was so long and ridiculously complicated. What was
take
so
us through?
She has got an album called B-Day.
But what was the comma thing?
But
about?
She never changed the title of it. It was just called B-Day, right. And she just—I don't think even knows that means that's where you wash your shitty ass. Wow. It's not short for birthday. If you just call it B-Day with no other grammar in there. That just means shitty, your nana's shit wash bowl.
That was her first choice. That was her first choice for the album title.
Right, listen, Ben, you're up next. Finally, your fact is about notorious scrounger, the Queen. Now, Jess and Tom.
How dare you?
I know. She's been so kind to us. Jess and Tom, can you sieve out the diamond of reality in the quagmire of pure imagination? Clarkie, three facts about the Queen. If you please.
Ooh. High Certainly stakes going for the Queen.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of missed it at the time, but there should have been a joke about Beyonce likes a B-Day so much, she puts a ring on it.
Lovely stuff. We'll pop that in. We'll edit that
we'll
in.
We'll do it in the edit.
Listen.
Clarkie, you'll look after me, right, guys?
Clarkie, three facts about the Queen, please.
Okay. We all know
A lovely star.
We all know.
The Queen owns all of the swans in British waters, but she also owns all of the dolphins.
Okay, facts number one there. There we go.
Yum, yum, yum. We're licking our lips.
Tom can smell tuna.
That's one down. It's a 50-50, Jess. It's a straight shootout, Jess. It's a straight shootout.
Come on.
Ben went in hard.
Dolphins.
Come on now. Fuck. Let's look. We look.
See the confidence draining out your cheeks.
Shut up. So far, in her lifetime, the Queen has outlived 14 pet corgis.
That's more like it. Good lad.
He's back. He's steadied the ship.
There's a 50-50 chance here.
He steadied the ship with the truth.
Do you want a twist or stick? We're going to stick on number two.
And finally...
If you get double points if you don't hear the third one, you just go...
Oh, I like that.
You're so confident. don't do another dolphin one, Ben, please.
The Queen did the original voice of Flipper.
So between two and three.
In Buckingham Palace, all of the toilets are identical, so the Queen doesn't lose her bearings.
Okay.
That was my theory that I've posited on a podcast. You're trying to play me at my own game.
I am.
Maybe I am.
Doesn't that not make sense, no, though? Because it'd be more disorientating if all the toilets were identical than it would if you like, oh, well, this is the toilet where the sink's on the left and the floor's blue, so I know I'm on the ground floor. Exactly. Even though I'm really old.
She falls asleep on the loo. She doesn't know she's in Balmoral or Windsor Castle or where she is, yeah, or Buck Palace. Yeah, yeah. That does make sense. Which one are you going for? I mean, we're dancing around it here. Which one are you going for? Is the,
I know which one they're going
for. We all know which one we're going
for. I was so sure last time and I got stung, but I think it's two.
Surely we can't be wrong this
well,
time.
Well, how arrogant were we last time?
Last time it was described as a suicide mission, wasn't it, to pick the answer?
Yes. Whatever Crosby says, let's just celebrate like we've won. We can get away with it. Yeah.
Celebrate as he's saying it so we don't actually hear.
She's outlived 14 corgis. Come on. Yeah.
Okay, final answer. Lock it in. I can reveal, Tom and Jess, and you're going to like this. She owns all the dolphins.
No,
she does.
No.
She owns all the dolphins.
You are kidding me, Ben. I'm going to send.
She has dominion over. She has dominion over the dolphins. Parry's gone again.
Parry's gone.
Parry's,
his head's
Tom
gone.
Parry has left the conversation.
Are you winding us up?
No, genuinely, you can Google that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Foster Key's going to talk.
We lost every single point there, Tom.
It's not even that we lost it. It's how we lost it, Jess. Yeah. We lost it with absolute confidence.
Pure hubris, pure arrogance. Can we... I've got to ask now, Producer Gwyn, let's dispense with all of those lies and cut straight to the truth. I'm dying to know what the scores are at the end of that round. I mean, we sort of know, but go on, tell us anyway.
We do sort of know. The scores at the end of that
Fuck
round.
Fuck off, Gwyn!
Ben and Joe have 4. Tom and Jess have none.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Right, yeah. So
well,
Ben,
I didn't want any. I actually didn't want any anyway.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states.
United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ben and Joe are in the lead, but don't worry, Tom and Jess. You don't have to fold just yet. There's everything to play for as you spring into round two. It's Flat Games.
Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there. Do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold. Gold. Gold.
Right, this week we are playing our version of Monopoly. Now, Tom, I can see you're rattled, mates, but I think you've got a good chance with this game.
This feels like a Hollywood film where it's like we're in this nadir, and it's like we can only come back from this, Jess. We can only come
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely, right. It's an underdog story. If the underdogs were like really cunty about it.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, yeah. Really cocky underdogs.
Very Finding Nemo.
So I'm going to give each player 1 minute on the clock and a list of people to impersonate. Their teammate has to guess who they're pretending to be and then give their answer as a spoonerism. That's right, it's our version of Monopoly, which we're calling Spoonopoly. You're swapping the first sound from the first name and surname. So it would be Cratthew Mosby, Pom Tarry, Clenedict Bark, and of course, Fess Jostacue and Woe Jilkinson. Right. Easy enough for me to say when I've got it written down in front of me. We're going to start now with Ben. Ben, you're going to do the impersonations first of all. We're sending them over to you now. You have a minute on the clock, and Joe, you're going
to
give the answers
as a spoonerism.
Okay, Ben, your minute begins now.
I have left the building.
Elvis Esley.
Correct.
Yes.
I am an actor, and I'm beloved. I'm beloved by the country. I'm the most beloved of all the, and I love going to the best exotic marigold hotel.
Doody Gench.
Yeah,
it's correct.
Yes, mate.
Jesus Christ, this is hard.
Don't.
Things are looking up, Jess.
Bimpson.
What?
Salt.
No, not him. Not him.
No. Sorry. Soma Himpson.
Is correct, and that is your time, I'm afraid. That is your minute.
God, it looks horrible.
So you scored.
It's horrible.
You scored a whopping three points there, but I'm going to give Ben. I'm going to give Ben a bonus point for his wonderful impression of Judi Dench there, which we all enjoyed so much.
Thanks, mate.
Jess, it's your turn to impersonate now. Your six names are coming through right now.
Oh, what?
Here we go. Your minute begins now.
I'm a lesbian that was part of a double act and does lots of presenting, and I used to present Bake Off.
Sal Perkins.
Sal?
No,
Sal. I tell you now, it's not Sal.
Pearl Merkins.
No, she's not. No, you've conflated the two. You've conflated the two names.
Oh, God. Pooh Serkins.
Yes, okay.
He's having a shocker.
Now I'm being a singer, and I'm like really cool, and I got loads of piercings, a young black lady who's like really empowering, and my name sounds a lot like an item that you'd wear, like a jumper that's got buttons that you do up in the middle,
Lizzo.
And then a letter. No. She's it's like a, what is it when you put something on? It's like a jumper but go just over your shoulders.
Cardigan.
And then you do it up.
Cardi B.
Yes.
Bardi Key.
Is correct.
Emma, I'm a lady presenting television in the daytime.
Corrine Lely.
Is correct.
Yes.
That's a great
nice.
That's your time,
really
I'm afraid.
Good impression.
That's your time. Really, really strong impressions. I'm going to give straight away 3 points to Jess for her impressions there.
So good.
I believe you scored three as well. So that's 6 points to you. Well done, Joe.
Jess, that was great.
Strong work from Jess. Really, really strong. I'm afraid it does have to come over, Joe. You've got a minute. Your name.
Can I draw a link? Elvis Presley versus Cardi B. I mean, come on.
Yeah, how'd you do Cardi B?
Well, you've got a wet ass pussy, obviously. Surely you've got it.
She's been on the B-day.
Sure. Right. Joe, your six names have appeared for you now. You have a minute.
I hate you, mate.
I know. I love you, Joe. Okay, Ben, you're guessing. Your minute begins now.
Holding back the years. That's all. You know this bloody song.
It's wet, isn't it? But what's his name?
No, Clarky. No.
Bloody hell. Give me another song.
Yes.
Look, he has.
Of course. Sorry. Pubes. What's his
name? Bright red pubic hair.
I've forgotten his name.
Well, swap the letters.
Bright red pubic hair.
Do the next one. I'll come back to him.
Keep going, Joe. Okay,
come to the next one.
For that reason, I'm out. For that reason, I'm out. Someone says this. I know I've got the X Factor, and he says, for that reason, I'm out.
That's
so many different people.
Sing the song again.
That's your time, I'm afraid.
Oh no!
Okay, so I'm gonna allow. I think just because they're the underdogs, I'm gonna allow. Do you want to steal on either of those, Jess and Tom? Do you want to guess what they were? If you can get them first time, spoonerized. Jess and Tom, would you like to guess what those were?
Yeah, have you got an idea there, Jess?
I think it was Hick Mucknall.
Is correct.
And
Kaiman Sowell
is correct. So 2 points to you. I'm going to, just because I think it was such a beautiful rendition of Holding Back the Years, I'm going to give Joe two points. I'm sorry, I can't give Clarkie a single point for not.
No.
The sticking point with Clarkie is, yes, he knows a lot of great facts. If anything, he knows all of the great facts. Unless the fact happens to be the name of someone who sold millions of records.
Yeah.
What does Simon Cowell sound like, out of interest?
And for that reason, I'm out.
That's Duncan Valentine.
And for that reason, I'm out.
I'm out.
He goes, you can't cook and you won't cook. That's sort of his vibe. So, Tom, you've got a minute and you've got six names. Let's see if we can beat the current highest score of three. Your minute begins now. Jess, you're guessing.
Oh, I'm a character in EastEnders, and I've always been there. At the laundrette.
Cot Dotton.
Yes. That's correct.
Oh, Black Betty Bam-a-Lam. Oh, Black Betty Bam-a-Lam. I'm on the voice. I'm Welsh.
Oh,
the green, green grass.
John Toes.
Correct.
Hey, guys, I've got a big booty, and I'm from the block. And I was in the film, out of sight, y'all. See you in Miami for the Super Bowl. I'm a singer.
I don't know.
Don't be impressed by the rocks that I've got, because I am.
Still, Lennifer Jopez.
Yes.
That's correct, yes.
Hey, I'm cool guy and best supporting actor who's been in loads of films and everyone likes to fancy this guy. Your 12 Monkeys was good, eh?
Is it Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Yes, just in there. That's your time, I'm afraid.
Thank God.
I think anyone who starts an impression of Brad Pitt by going, hey, I'm cool guy, I mean, that's gets my vote. Straight away, I'm going to give you 4 points for your impressions there.
Oh, God.
And you also got 4 points there. Correct answers. Congratulations.
Yes.
Gorgeous, gorgeous work there. Producer Gwyn, do your best impression of somebody who actually knows what's going on and tell us, what has that done to the scores?
Well, the tables have turned.
Nice to see you, Gwen. It's nice to see you. You did a lovely job.
Nice to see you too, mate. The scores are Ben and Joe have 10 and Tom and Jess have 16.
It's an underdog story.
Oh, I was way too generous with him on that round. Right. Now I'm going to do my best impression of someone announcing the next round. It's time to play Beef Brothers.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to solve a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Marie, who's written to us and said, my flatmate slash boyfriend, Colin, has a brain the size of a planet, which results in us winning the family Zoom quiz every other week, which results in us having to host it the subsequent week.
Oof.
Right. My position is that he could occasionally intentionally give wrong answers to ensure we don't always win, but he claims that he cannot do that as it would be wrong. Can I force him to dumb down, or at least that he puts together the quiz on his own if he's going to insist on winning? Please help us sort this beef. Jess, have you been doing any Zoom quizzing over
yes.
lockdown? Are you good? What kind of a quizzer are you?
So I flipping love a quiz, but I think if I'm honest, the main reason I'm only really allowed on anyone's actual pub quiz team is because one, I organise it
sure.
out of the love of yeah, quizzes, yeah. and two, I've got really nice handwriting. So I do the scribing.
Legibility is crucial. I
do the. But I've never the even if there is an answer that I can get, I wouldn't be the first one to get it.
Right.
And I did someone's podcast once that was like a film quiz, and it was like a really in-depth film quiz, and I got I sort of broke the quiz by getting minus points.
How did you end up with minus points?
And I got really annoyed. I felt like the other person was really winding me up, and I we spoke about it earlier how dangerous it is to be in any situation with me and my moodiness.
Cosby threw us a lot of points last round. He threw us a lot of points last round.
No. Oh, that's what happened. I can't, whoever else was playing the quiz with me, like another comedian, it's not like one of the nice ones, got angry with me because they thought I was doing it on purpose, and that made me raging.
Right. No.
I'm not very good at quizzes, but I really will have fun, even if I'm losing a lot.
Well, I'm glad you do that. The good thing about not being great with film questions is that Tom is a film expert, as you can tell from his 12 Monkeys reference.
Yes.
He's up to date on all the latest movies. Joe, what do you think here? What would be your immediate advice to Marie and Colin?
Knock through from the living room, expand the kitchen.
Why are you still doing Zoom quizzes? That is insane. It was a 3 week max. I love the energy people had when they started Zoom quizzing, and then you had about 15 people, didn't you? All different households.
Parry, you're still doing it, aren't you? You're keeping yours up, aren't you, Parry?
No, RIP family quiz. It ended last week.
No, not last week, but the last week is still
your. Hold on. How many months were you doing it? We did 3 weeks, and then, like, it was the first time I've ever been honest in my life, because you had to be, because I just said, because you couldn't go, I'm not about. I had to say, I can't bear another one.
Yeah. That's what happened with our family as well. You said they're too stressful.
Yeah, it's just awful. It was just so tedious. And
I love my family. I love seeing my family, but the quiz, you don't want to add a competitive aspect into
it. I'm saying, like, cousins who, like, you haven't seen in years, oh my god.
You don't want a family reunion over Zoom that also involves a quiz.
3 weeks, so just phase it out like a normal person.
Just sack it off.
Just phase it out. Just say, look, you know, this is ridiculous now with like the parries.
I've got the answer to this one because the parries got it right. And so I'm gonna put it forward.
Okay, let's hear it.
You've got to just ditch the system. Look, what isn't on trial here is whether to have a family quiz or not, right? These guys are having a family quiz. Some families enjoy the family quiz, right?
Sure.
So their system is, if you win, you host the next week. Just ditch that system. Everyone has a round.
Take turns hosting.
Or take it in turns. Everyone brings a round that week.
It's
everyone
true,
brings a round.
Yeah,
a different
you could
round.
Have 15 rounds. Like you.
So what?
How big is your family?
Well, there's 15 of us.
Also, Colin, clever Colin, like he calls himself. If there'll be a cousin, won't there, somewhere, who's got a round up their sleeve, that will scupper Colin.
There you go.
It's like beating the chaser, isn't it? It's like beating the chaser. Yeah. And
what's
for that reason,
Colin's
I'm out.
Tonight?
Do thicky rounds as well. That's always good.
Yeah.
You know, thicky
brilliant.
Rounds where like it's not actual. It's like. Basically, cutouts from like Heat magazine with a head folded off and goes, "Who's
we
bod
had
is
those
it?
Rounds? Yeah, or whose bum is this?
Yeah, or like do impressions and then answering spoonerisms, you know, like that around."
But like, look, that's it. It's like, change the system. Winner doesn't get to host. And then everyone can bring their own rounds. And then people can start throwing Colin the old curveballs. How well does he know his Cardi B? Not as much as little Angela. Exactly. No, what? Hang on. Pop the telly.
Just go back to watching telly like everyone else.
So what is everybody? I mean, it feels like we're almost in agreement here. So Jess, what's your bit of advice?
I think I can see why she's stuck in a rock and a hard place, because ultimately, if he's that clever at winning the quiz, then the quizzes he sets will play to his own strengths.
Yes.
But if someone that clever shouldn't have got involved in a quiz with such a shit system. I agree with I agree with Tom Tank Engine. we should change the system from within.
Okay, and that's in fact. I guess we're doing it as teams here. That is what you're saying. You're saying
change the system.
Change the system from within, and
keep the quiz.
And Joe and Ben, you're saying presumably ditch the quiz.
Just say your internet's down.
So
so your internet's down. Ironically, as you were saying that, your internet broke up a little bit, Joe.
I paused at the moment. It's like a dramatic effect.
I see.
It sound like my internet.
His acting again.
More acting.
He really can't act. You're right. Yeah.
I'd say say your internet's down. That's what I reckon.
Clarkie, any advance on say your internet's down?
Well, I was going to go with change the rules. Initially, that's what my first thought. But then when I heard it out loud, I actually thought that's a rubbish idea and no one should ever vote for that.
Right. So you're saying ditch the quiz, say your internet's down.
I think 100%. It is madness at this stage. It's got to be knocked on the head.
Right.
It's okay. The joy's gone out of it. And I sympathise with old
First
Colin,
we got
of
rid of the clapping for carers. Now we're getting rid of the online quizzes. There's going to be nothing left of this lockdown.
The clapping for what?
Did you not go out into the... You know, when you went out into the street to bang a pot and pan, what did you think that was about?
Oh, if there's noise out there, I don't care.
Now, obviously, I can't make this call myself because I'm one of those aforementioned thickos. So instead, I'm going to call upon the live internet audience. So go to our profile on Twitter. It's at Pappy's Tweet. Our pinned tweet will let you vote for who you think it should win. So is it Ben and Joe with their sack off the quiz and put the telly on and telling your internet is down? Or is it Jess and Tom with their change the rules from within? You've got to be in it to win it. Change the rules from within. You've got about 30 seconds to vote over on Pappy's tweet on Twitter. You've got to vote now. I'm going to give you a little bit of time to think about it.
Have you ever dumbed down for your partner or asked your partner to dumb down for you? It's a big ask, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, have you ever gone into a place and gone, like, just, you know, put your light under a bushel tonight? do you know what I mean? Like,
it's really strange that is never, no one's ever actually asked me to do that.
Like, pipe down about the Queen's dolphins tonight, Clarky. Not tonight. Not in front of my family. You know they think your true facts are shit.
Oh, I tell you what. I've got the results here. Joe and Ben are on 51.5. Jess and Tom are 48.5.
Yes! Yes!
I'm afraid Joe and Ben win that. Congratulations to Joe and Ben.
Yes!
Joe and Ben win the points there. Congratulations. Tom attempts his classic technique. Right. Now,
cheering his own failure and then leaving the video.
To give you all a second to recover after that nail-biting finale, and by second I mean, of course, 7.5 minutes, here is the quickfire round jingle.
This is the quick fire round. It's a round that goes really quickly, which is why it's amusing that it always has a long introduction.
Ooh, it makes me chuckle.
This jingle's long, but the round itself is short. It's a joke that we've been making for a long time now. And Clarky, what do you think about it?
Ooh, I like it because it's fresh. And it's a good joke.
I couldn't agree more, Clarky. And I think you've got more to add. Oh yes, that is a good point. And what else?
I was gonna say that it's because we sing together.
You've made a good point there. Well, that's enough from Clarky. Oh no, he's got one more thing to add.
I was just going to say I like that we can sing together, but you keep not leaving me in
That's another great point. Well, that's enough from Ben, and it's time to get on. Oh, just one more thing. Okay, off you go, Clarky.
Ooh, well, if I sing, you'll just interrupt me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here it is. It's the quick fire round.
Lovely, strong stuff there. This is indeed the quick fire round. And as are, ooh. I'm sorry, I muted myself there. Lovely, strong stuff.
That was like a lovely dream of mine, that was.
Oh, I love that. Me just jibber jabbering away and you couldn't hear a word. Fantastic.
Absolutely love that.
Yes, this is the quickfire round, and as our show is about folding away the sofa bed, I'm going to ask our players to fold up their answers by removing all of the vowels. Instead of buzzers, I would like Instead of buzzers, I would like you to shout out your first names. Tom and Jess, let's hear yours.
Tom.
Jess.
And Ben and Joe.
Ben.
Thank you very much. Off we go. What animal is sometimes known as a canine?
Tom.
Ben.
Tom.
Doug.
Doug.
Is correct. Larch, oak, and silver birch are all types of what?
True.
I think Joe got to the answer first. I'm going to give him the point there.
He didn't buzz in.
He didn't buzz in.
Buzz in. Well, I couldn't hear that bit. You do have to
buzz in there. And sorry, buzz in? Can I just say, don't like the archy tone from Tom and Jess, who are still currently in the lead. All right.
How do I buzz in?
You say your first name,
Joe. Okay. Sorry,
without any vowels.
You don't have to say it without any vowels. You can if you want to. Just the answers without any vowels. It's a nice little flourish, isn't it?
It's a nice bit of business if we do it without. Flourish.
This hamburger chain is second only to McDonald's. Ben.
Burger King.
Is correct. Bex, Budweiser, and Amstel are all types of what?
Tom.
Thank you. What?
Sorry, I'm name phoned that I've got to say my name. I can't do it.
It is tough.
My brain's malfunctioning.
It's tricky. What is grilled bread known as?
Tom.
Joe was first there. Thank you very much. It's correct. What yellow peelable fruit is served with ice cream to make a split?
Tom.
I think Joe was just ahead of you there, Tom.
I'm saying my name every time and no one ever hears it.
Oh, really?
I've been hearing you.
I'm sorry, Jess. I'll listen
out. The moths have got in.
I'll listen out for you specifically. Joe?
I feel guilty now. It's Bun.
Yeah, it is Bun. who plays James Bond in Live and Let Die, A View to a Kill and Moonraker? Tom.
St. Connery.
Ah, I'm afraid you're incorrect there. I can throw it open to the rest of you. Anyone got an idea?
Joe.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Yeah. Who recorded?
I heard a vowel there.
Where?
Yeah, go on. Where did you hear a vowel? In between Shun and Kunru. Who recorded the song? You just sound Scottish, Tom. Who recorded the songs Running Up That Hill, Wuthering Heights, and Cloud Busting?
Tom.
Is correct.
Where's the eight?
It's on the end. Tom, stop getting aggressive here. Who painted the water lilies? Tom.
Clint.
Clint Eastwood.
Clubmans is correct. What is the name of the French-facing chalk coastline of the UK? Tom.
I can't do this guy.
What? Cluff.
Wow, spitty.
He's very, very good. You're good at this, mate. I'll say that much. Taking its name from the book 1984, which reality TV show ran from 2000 to 2018? Ben.
Psst. For the hell of it.
101.
What have you? What? Say that again, please.
Room. 101.
Tum.
No, I'm afraid no. It's not correct.
Oh, Jess.
Yeah, Jess, go on. Yes, is absolutely correct. And finally, what is the what is the name of this podcast?
Tom.
Joe. It's absolutely correct. Double points. That's the end of this round, and indeed the end of the game. So before we find out the final scores, Joe and Jess.
That's the show. That's the new show. Let's pitch that to Dave. Hey, Duff. Novels. Duff. Welcome to Novels with Richard Usman.
So, Joe and Jess, that is the end of the show. Is there anything you would like to plug to our lovely listeners? Anything that you would you're up to at the moment?
I've got a boot sale next week.
All right.
On Sunday.
Anything
Essex.
Nice?
Maggots. bag of maggots.
Live bait.
I haven't checked the box for a while, so maybe. But yeah, Hassocks. Well, there's a field in Hassocks doing a boot sale there.
The big field in Hassocks, the boot sale. Okay, get yourself down there. Grab some bargains. Jess, how about you?
I've got a podcast as well called Hoovering About Eating. There's an episode with Joe on it where... We lay crisps out in a beautiful archipelago.
And I can't shift my tits.
Yeah, he talks about his tits a lot. And I talked a lot about some adolescent drink driving that I did that I cut out of the main edit. I told you about it. I think I really shocked Joe. And that so I could, listening back, I was like, I've really shocked Joe.
It's very Frost Nixon, isn't it?
Yeah, it gets to the point where Joe says... In a minute, you're going to tell me about the time you killed someone with a gun. And I was like, okay, I need to cut this out. So I cut that out, but the rest of all the good stuff's in.
The crisps are still in. That's good. So get the Hoovering Pod wherever you get your pods from.
And are the confessions available to a Patreon? Or is that...
Yes, they are, yeah.
That's exactly what you want.
That's what you want.
So, all the libelous shit.
I mean, it's really... Is it libelous if you're confessing to crimes? If you're libelling yourself?
Well, okay.
I say just incriminating in that face. Yeah.
Incriminating.
Jess is really libel to herself. Yeah. Currently suing myself for libel. So thank you to all of you at home for watching. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flat Share. We've got over 100 bonus episodes that you can access the very second you join up. It really is good fun. And also, if you'd like to leave us a review on iTunes or tweet recommending the podcast to all of your friends, we'd love that. So this is exciting. Producer Gwyn, can we please hear the final scores?
Fucking hell, Gwyn. Oh, hang on. No, let's
we don't know yet. We don't know.
Let's wait and see.
We do know.
What a piece of work.
The final scores are Ben and Joe have 18. Tom and Jess have 22.
Oh, what a job!
So Ben and Joe have to fall at the sofa bed.
While,
of course, Tom and Jess get to fold down the covers and get into bed with me. Pillow fight! Thanks to all of our guests, Jess Fostercue, Joe Wilkinson, and of course, producer Gwyn. We've been Pappy. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown! Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Jess Fostercue and Joe Wilkinson. It was devised by Pappy's and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was provided by the wonderful Emma Corsham, producer Corsham, Corsham team, with help from Gwyn Rhys-Davis, and it's produced by Emma Corsham. Big thanks to everyone who watched the show live to Zoom and YouTube for hosting us. Love your cat videos, guys. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is a Secret News production for Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
Well. As good as ever. I'm going to say it.
As good as ever.
The reviews are in as good as ever.
You are bang on the money then. That is as good. That is as good as the old Flat Slam days.
I tell you what, it took me right back to the Flat Slam days, that episode of Flat Slam.
It took me right back to today. really did. So thanks for listening, everybody, and don't forget to donate pyjamas where you may.
Well, no, we've just got to correct this, actually, because since we put out that, no one's asking for your old pyjamas. Okay?
No, no one's asking you to, yes.
We need to clarify that. No one wants your scummy, old, fuzzy pyjamas. Keep those just for you, okay?
They clogged up our PO box.
Yes, and problems.
Throughout that episode, we were constantly batting away.
We were overwhelmed.
Grubby little pyjamas that hadn't even been washed since they were last slept in. Exactly. Disgusting.
We want cash, or we want you to buy pyjamas from the Amazon wishlist. Yes. Let's be very clear on that.
Absolutely, okay. Yes.
You save your scummy pyjamas for ripping up and cleaning the car.
New pyjamas or no pyjamas at all.
That's always been our motto, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's actually, that's the reason why we're so dirt poor. It's because we have a brand new pair of pyjamas every single day.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Disgusting. Disgusting waste of money in these troubled times. So thanks for listening, everybody. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/pappysflatshare. If you want to send us an email as well, we love reading your emails.
Oh, we do, actually. We always love a fresh beef.
pappysflatshare@gmail.com. Or a fresh beef.
Clarky, let's be honest. Crosby reads the emails and then he tells you to read them out, right?
Oh, yeah. That's
the system.
I mean, we know, even me reading them out is very problematic.
It's classic teeing it up for Clarky.
Clarky, where can people go to check out our Twitter?
Our Twitter, at Pappy's Tweet.
Yeah. What about our Instagram?
At Pappy's Insta?
At Pappy's Comedy. Close enough.
I'm not an Insta person. You know this about me.
No, you're a very...
delayed person.
Very delayed. He's still in the Flat Slam days.
Well, that's it. I'm trying to live the glory days of our Flat Slam career.
Wanna look at a young girl's Flat Slam days. Okay. If anyone wants to do that, feel free. Brian Shelf, if you're out there. Anyway, let's end the episode there. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. It was produced by Emma Corsham, of course.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
We play a fanfare and we play it true for the Patreon neighborhood watch roll crew.
We play a fanfare and we know where we're going. That's because we're joined by Dave Owen.
Honey.
Honey.
We play a fanfare and we play it free. We play it for Henry Appleby.
Honey. Money.
We play the fanfare and I shit myself and I go into a shop and I buy new trousers. I wish it hadn't happened, I really do, because I've got to go to the birthday party of Stephen Woodham's.
Oh, dear. Honey, money. Oh, we play a fanfare and we play it while we're guarding. That's because we're hanging out with Chris Harding. Money.
We play a fanfare and we play it good. I shat myself. It was not very good.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, no.
I ruined the birthday party also. Money. Down my leg it did run. Oh, I got a very awkward look from Beth Atkinson.
Honey, money, funny.
Terrible news, I can't play the fanfare because I've drinking a whole load of poison. I've got 8 minutes to live and I'm really regretting drinking that poison. Tell Rosie Galloway I shouldn't drink poison. Give her a call and warn her now. Pow, 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 pow,
money, money, money.
Oh, let me tell you now about this fanfare. I love to play it for you. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. It's because I poisoned Parry's wine. Yes, I put some poison in his wine. He drank it down so fine. He couldn't believe his eyes when the poison spilled from out of his thighs. Money, 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 money. Neil Hudson.
I've got a quick announcement to make.
He's got a quick announcement to make.
He's got a quick announcement to make. Everybody, you shouldn't drink poison, full stop. Especially you, Richard Allsop.
Ooh. Money, 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 Naomi.
Oh, Naomi, money, 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 Naomi, Naomi, money, 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 Naomi.
You owe me money, Naomi, you owe me money, you owe me money, Naomi, for the poison that I bought and put in Crosby's drink. Don't tell him.
The poison is working through my bloodstream. Why did you do that, Parry? You're so mean. It's really, you really are some sort of a molester. But you're not as bad as John Sylvester. I've got a brief announcement to make.
I've got a brief announcement to make. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ring the poison bell. Somebody's done it again. It was Louise Dartnell.
Everybody ring the poison bell. I've got to also ring the molesting bell because John Sylvester just got in the lift.
One person in the lift at any one time. That's the rules from Cavid 19.
Okay, everybody, now the poison was my fault and I feel guilty. Here's James Walton. Get in the lift.
Get in the lift with me and I will poison you like a ditter parry. Come over here right now and drink this poison, you stupid cow. I will poison you and you and even poison Luke Molyneux.
Money, 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 money,
money, money, money, money, honey, 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 honey,
with John Sylvester. Don't get in the lift with John Sylvester.
I have got an announcement to make.
I hope it's a quick one.
He has got an announcement to make. Upset. Honey, 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 money, 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 money.
He hasn't told us yet how long the announcement will be. What's he hiding from us?
I think it will be roughly a medium length announcement to make. I was very upset the other day because I thought I had been made because I thought I had drank some poison, so then I poisoned someone else just to get evens. Then it turned out I really hadn't drunk poison, it was just a normal cup of coffee. Then I felt very bad for getting evens with Jennifer Stevens.
That was a medium announcement. I think if one thing we've learned today, it is that poison isn't very fun. I've been told not to do poison with someone called John Yun. Don't get in the lift with John Sylvester. Ring the bell, ring the bell.
Can I just say, this is awfully embarrassing, guys, but I've just realised it's Terry Sylvester who's the molester. Yes, John is
in the lift with John Sylvester.
John's fine. He's actually an absolute paragon of virtue. I feel guilty, but I guess it's out there now. So if you are going to throw a brick through his window, fair enough.
No smoke without fire.
Absolutely right, Sylvester. You bloody grubby little pervert.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.